ATM inside. I think there's this Bible verse about money changing in the temples. I think it's like the only time Jesus loses his shit.
Welcome to Geeks Without God with Molly Glover, Nick Glover, and Tim Wick.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks. Geeks Without God.
This week on Geeks Without God, we talk with comedian Elizabeth S. live at Die Laughing. We discuss Hobby Lobby, abortion, and why the government should stay out of our vag.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God.
Welcome to Geeks Without God. I am one of your hosts, Molly Glover. I am joined, as always, by my hosts, Nick Glover.
Hi.
And Tim Wick.
I am your host.
And today we are live at Die Laughing 2014. Let's hear it.
Yay.
It is 1 in the morning of Saturday night, Sunday morning, however the fuck you think of that. And we are here live with Elizabeth S., comedian and amazing, amazing hottie. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hello.
She just did a great set. She was hilarious.
Oh, my God.
Aww. Thank you. Yeah.
The first time I saw Elizabeth was she performed for us for the Fearless Lab at Honey, and I think my donkey bray autism laughter was just like echoing off the cavernous basement of Honey. Because I was just like, just killed me.
I remember
that's
that.
That's pretty good. That's pretty close.
Yeah.
I thought an actual donkey was a fan. I got excited.
I went back to the sound system to see if something was wrong, but...
There was actually a donkey there in the audience, but they had a much more conservative laugh.
So. The donkey was like, oh.
Titter, titter. God, I wish I had video of a donkey doing that right now.
Anyway, so we are here to talk about, among other things, Hobby Lobby and the bullshit extravaganza Supreme Court nonsense that's happening with Hobby Lobby. Elizabeth, would you like to just give us the rundown on what's happening with this Hobby Lobby thing?
Sure. So Hobby Lobby is in court. Like the government is suing them, or they're suing. It's like a conflict between the government and Hobby Lobby because Hobby Lobby has an issue covering like four kinds of contraceptives that are prescribed by ACA Obamacare. They don't want to cover them because they think they're abortifacients, like they cause abortion, but they don't.
Yeah.
But they're wrong on that
because
issue.
Because they don't fucking understand what an abortion is. Can we say that
exactly.
is accurate? Yeah.
In case people don't know, is Hobby Lobby a medical organization, Elizabeth?
No.
Oh, it's not. Is Hobby Lobby...
They're a store that...
They must be an insurance institution.
Yeah, they must be their insurance.
No.
Oh, they're not. Oh. Are they medical doctors in any way?
No.
Are they religious? Are they a church?
Yeah. Their claim is from religious basis, so they must be a nonprofit. Church.
What is it that Hobby Lobby does?
No, they sell fucking yarn.
Yeah.
They sell tiny ponies.
Yeah. I've been in a Hobby Lobby once, and I was so high that I just stared at these flowers with silicone drops of little legs, like they looked like dew. And I was like, why would someone go to this much trouble?
I've never been to a Hobby Lobby, but in my defense, I may have and just been higher than her. So I
can only see going there if you thought it was a Shinders and it wasn't, and then you turn around and go.
I need. Where can I find my snap together wooden dinosaur skeletons? The Hobby Lobby? Oh no! Just
wait a
oppression.
Minute. There's no pornography here. I'm out of here.
But they act like they're a church. Like the owners are like, we do this because for Jesus, we want to promote
Christianity. We sell yarn for Jesus.
Yeah, they're like, this is God's business. I'm like, fuck. No, it isn't.
All those Bible verses about Plan B.
I don't remember a single verse about knitting in the Bible.
No, but there is, and the sequins shall go to those who needeth them, and the sequins shall be the ones that are crafted onto the glue. I remember that. I'm not positive that's in there somewhere. Yeah. Deuteronomy.
That's New Testament.
Yeah, I totally fucking skipped
there. There's that verse about Mod Podge and,
All right, so they're claiming that, and if I'm listening to NPR about this and yelling at my radio a lot, but they claim that these four types of birth control, because they can cause a fertilized egg to basically not stick to the uterine wall, that is abortion.
Yep, because the four forms they don't want to cover are two are IUDs, mm-hmm. and two are Plan B.
Right.
Like, there are 20 kinds that are under ACA. And I'm like, if I were waging a war against women, I would just go whole hog and do the whole 20. Like, no contraceptives.
But see, I understand why they're doing this. It's actually, I find it particularly insidious because it preys upon people's lack of understanding about what a pregnancy is and how it works. And because of that, they say, it makes the fertilized egg, not stick, and that's abortion. And people who are reasonable people are like, oh, no, I agree with that. I agree that a fertilized egg is
that. Well, that's because they think life begins at conception.
Right, but that's the thing is, that happens all the time on its own.
Well,
all the time.
I mean, contraception happens at contraception. Conception. I forget which one happens.
Inception.
I don't know about
time. The fetus is a dream.
You know, can we make Inception branded condoms that you put them on, they make that noise?
Sex lasts really long.
Oh, yeah. Only if you fuck girls when they're asleep.
When you come, you're jerked back into the real world.
Aww.
Oh. Joseph Gordon-Levitt's there. Wait, hold on. This.
I want to go to there.
Right? You were saying that, if you're doing a war on women, you'd do all 20. But I think, just take for a second, if you understand, a little bit about war, you would understand that what they're doing is sort of a flanking maneuver.
Sure.
Yeah, it's misdirection. So what they're doing is they're going after this stuff, and you're kind of like, that's only 4 out of 20.
Yeah.
These other 16.
Why can't the women use the other kinds? Like, I don't understand why they can't just use other kinds.
Like, how big of a slut are you? That's what it is.
Well, and the fact that, I find it very offensive and dangerous that a corporation is claiming a religious exemption as a reason, a personal moral reason to prevent their employees from getting coverage and I'm worried about this decision because if Kennedy comes, because Kennedy's always the swing vote in these sorts of things, and if he comes down on the side of Hobby Lobby, they're setting up, I think, a dangerous precedent for things like Jehovah's Witnesses to deny blood transfusion.
ACA shouldn't cover blood transfusions.
Right. Where does that line stop? You can't cover my kids with medical insurance because I'm a Christian Scientist. And
My religion thinks that biracial marriages are wrong, so your kid doesn't get covered. Sorry.
One of the things that I read about it and analyzing specifically Kennedy's questioning, mm-hmm. because everybody knows that it all comes down to Kennedy. Kennedy's literally the only justice that matters in this entire fucking
thing. Which is just so fucking pointless.
it is a problem, but that's a different podcast.
Yeah.
But the thing is, Kennedy's the only dude who matters, and he clearly, his questioning was all about abortion. And when it comes to abortion, Kennedy is very much sided with the conservative block of the court.
Yeah.
So if he decides that these contraceptives have anything to do with abortion, it's very likely that he's going to rule in the favor of Hobby Lobby. Granted, this is one article's analysis of the situation.
And I think it's like the abortion stuff is almost kind of irrelevant because they're talking about Hobby Lobby doesn't want their money going directly to these kind of contraceptives, but the government, the ACA, provides for a workaround for that. Either you buy the insurance for your employees, or you give them $2,000 so they can either buy the insurance themselves or do whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah, all they have to do is pay the penalty, and it's not that much.
And they'd rather not do that because they're fucks.
Go to the abortion issue and make that the issue because it makes everybody upset, and you're not thinking about there's already a workaround for that.
By going with the ACA and providing health care for their employees, they get benefits from the government.
They get kickbacks.
They get tax breaks. So what they want is to have their cake and eat it too.
Yes.
They want the tax breaks. They don't want to provide full coverage. They don't want what's been offered. They don't want the deal. Mm-hmm. They can not take the deal, but then they don't get their tax breaks. Fuck you. It's just greed.
They take it all the way to the Supreme Court. Because the thing is, they want the ruling for completely different reasons.
Right.
This isn't about the ACA.
Of course not.
To Hobby Lobby. This is about what we're talking about in this country a lot, is this ridiculous concept of religious freedom.
Legislating morality,
and
really,
what,
is what
and
it
what
boils
the religious
down to.
Right views as religious freedom versus what is actually religious freedom.
Yeah.
From religion.
Well, and what bothers me the most, I had a really good conversation with Carr Hagerman, friend of the show, and when we were out talking, he was saying that, you know, he actually, you know, tends to be more anti-abortion and not on the side of Roe v. Wade on a sense of a federal legislative of that. Mm-hmm. But my point was that I don't think it should be left up to states or anything like that, just because you can't help the way you're born. You're born a woman, you can't help that. And so it's not fair that because of something I literally cannot change or help about myself, that I should be discriminated against for healthcare coverage. Well, and when I phrased it that way, he was like, I guess I didn't, you know, that is a point that I can understand. I guess you don't think of it that way. People focus on the potential for a new life and not my life
Not the life of the person, not the realized life. But further, not only can you not control whether or not you're born a woman, you can't control where you are born.
Right.
So if you're born in the state of Mississippi, in a poor county, which you probably are if you're born in the state of
Mississippi. I think Mississippi only has poorer counties.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's just one big county.
You're born in the state of Mississippi, and you happen to also be a woman, and you happen to get pregnant, and the state of Mississippi is a state that's going to make abortion illegal if you make that possible, then not only do you have the problem of not being able to afford an abortion if it was legal, you can't afford to get to a state where it's legal. And you also run the risk of, if you want to return home, you might be able to get arrested when you cross the state line.
Yep.
And that's the problem of this idea of states having the ability to make this decision versus the federal government being able to make this decision.
Well, and now Hobby Lobby is trying to make it so that you can't even have the contraception so that you don't have to get the fucking abortion in the first place. Like, that's, I don't understand how you can be anti-choice or anti-abortion and anti-contraception.
Catholic, right? I mean, that's what that is.
I don't understand how you can be anti-abortion and pro-death penalty.
Yeah. Well, so, Elizabeth, what about this in particular? I mean, other than the fact that, you know, you're a woman and so it matters. Like, what in particular got this, you know, made you really want to talk about this today?
Well, I don't like this idea of a for-profit company being able to hold religious beliefs and having those take precedence over employees' rights. Right. I think beyond the abortion issue, it's like, how much control can your boss have over, okay, can I do this, can I do that? Is my boss going to be the reason that my life goes to shit, or I die, or I get really sick and I have no recourse? And it for me, it's more like, it's a women's issue, of course, but it's also like just a... It's not women's rights, it's human rights.
Right.
But it's like, as an employee, it's like your boss shouldn't be able to work around you fucking making it happen for yourself.
Yeah.
Like, it's a very it's like a very basic human right to be able to take care of your health and make your own choices for yourself. And they're just like, well, this is like a Jesus company, so like, can you not do this? It's like, fuck off. This isn't about you.
And because it's a Jesus company.
It's a Jesus company.
Yeah.
It's a really
if you can't
Jesus
circumcise
company.
A business, businesses can't have religion. I mean, that's...
here's the thing that I think about. It's as a man, and often I say, you know, as a man, I don't have any skin in this game. But thanks. Okay. But what I think about is there an equivalent situation for a man? And no... There isn't. It's not like any company is going to go, you know what? We don't want to have to fund prostate exams because it's like anal sex. They're never going to do that. There's never a situation where a company is going to dictate the kind of medical decisions I can make for myself.
Even more analogous is, okay, so they cover Viagra. And you don't have to get a prostate exam to get Viagra, and you don't have to have an ultrasound to get Viagra. And if you're going to say that abortion is a vanity thing, that it's a luxury that women are using because they're being sluts, so's Viagra.
To be very technical, the argument there would be, well, that would be condoms, because Viagra could be for conception. If arguably, your goal could be to knock someone up, and that's why you need your dick hard.
Okay.
I mean, so like they have a logical loophole there for them to be.
Well, then how about they don't cover vasectomies?
Right, vasectomies or condoms or
and
yeah.
As a, I'm gonna play devil's advocate because I want to really make sure we're covering all points here. But I mean, these employees of Hobby Lobby do have the right to sit to not take their employer's insurance and to buy their own through a private exchange. Like, I mean, that is something that they do have the right, and I know that's an argument that's often made. Personally, I don't think they should have to, but I also, that's the one place I get a little sticky with it, because like, if my employer didn't offer 100% coverage, like if the best I could get through my employer was 80-20, I'm going to want, if I still want 100%, I mean, I could just go buy my own and just pay that extra money. It sucks, but that's a choice I'm making. Yeah. So, I mean, I do want to just make sure that we are highlighting that I think that's a valid point. I don't know about you guys, but how do you feel about that? The idea that they could just go buy their own in the free market?
No, it's not fair. I mean, part of their compensation from the company is the insurance.
That's part of
what they're getting paid in.
They can't get paid more if they don't take it.
You can't say, well, we're a Jewish business, so you can't spend your paycheck on anything that's not kosher.
Oh, yeah?
We're a Mormon company. None of our employees can spend their paychecks on pornography. You can't say that. It's your compensation.
They're not telling you how to spend your paycheck. They're telling you what they're going to do for your insurance.
They're telling you that the insurance they're giving you, you can't use for certain things. And it's you're compensated or you're not. They can tell you how to spend your money or they can't.
And if they start to make one decision about what they can do on what you can spend your insurance on, then it reaches a point where they literally can make any health decision that they want.
Yeah.
On your behalf. I mean, it starts you down that road.
Oh, I totally agree with you guys. Yeah. I just want to make sure. I mean, again, like I know that sometimes we tend to, since we all agree, we tend to be kind of an echo chamber for like, oh no, I agree. You're right. We're all right.
Oh.
Elizabeth, does it make you as crazy as it makes me that they confuse Plan B with RU486 and like Mifeprex and that shit?
I was like, I actually was reading the art. I was like, well, sometimes it's considered an abortion. I'm like, no, it's not. Like I some mainstream news, or maybe just like the crappy ones I read, but like some of the news are like, well, some suggest that this causes. I'm like, who? People who don't understand science at all? Yeah. Like, why do they get the voice in that matter?
Yeah.
In terms of an objective like telling of how this is happening? Because maybe people don't understand that those are the facts, like that's the science behind this, and that Hobby Lobby is playing dumb, or they are not playing dumb, or like who knows where they're coming from, if they're willfully ignorant or they're just ignorant or whatever is going on with that.
I would argue willfully ignorant.
I'm very concerned if this comes down on the side of Hobby Lobby in terms of not just insurance and what it means, but the idea that a corporation can have a religion.
Yes.
Like that, I think that that's honestly as dangerous as the health insurance stuff.
Well, because you understand, people can have religion and corporations are people.
Well, no, I mean, that's why there's been some cases that have been very gray area like that, but I feel like this is setting something up for tax situations because now it's like if a corporation can claim that let's say we give 20% or more of our, you know, can a corporation all of a sudden try to be nonprofit?
If you want all the benefits of being recognized as a religious organization and a nonprofit, then that's fine. And you don't make any money. And all these stipulations, I mean, they can still be shady as fuck and they can still do awful things in those situations. And I still don't think a religious organization should get loopholes for making medical decisions.
Well, and it means Hobby Lobby no longer can donate money to political campaigns.
Right.
They can't do any of those things if they're going to use a religious exemption.
Right.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens.
You don't pay taxes. You don't get to participate in that part of our government.
And no other corporations have come to the support of Hobby Lobby because they don't want to fuck with the liability issues that are involved with like if a corporation can have a religious outlook. Like there are other things that will have a ripple effect on companies that aren't necessarily religious.
And these are other companies that call themselves Christian companies. They're like hands off.
Chick-fil-A. Right.
My favorite thing I saw was like, come to Michael's, like a godless floral wonderland. If I were, like, seriously, if I were in charge of Michael's social media right now, I would be, like, really hitting some, like, hey, did you guys see Cosmos last night? Like, come to Michael's and make your own galaxy. Yeah. You know, or, like, totally, like, pimping out the, like, secular crafts.
To carry it to the most ludicrous, crazy extreme, I've just been thinking, you know, if corporations are people, then the employees of corporation can be assumed to be essentially the cells of those people. And if people are permitted to have the right to make the health decisions for their own body, then that would mean the corporations as people would have the right to make health decisions for all of their employees as
they could,
those employees are part of their body, which, I don't know, I just think that's ridiculous. So,
there's a lot of precedents possibly being set up.
Elizabeth, you're saying that there could be other consequences for other businesses if one business somehow manages to trick people into thinking they're a religious organization, there could be consequences for other businesses too?
Yeah, I don't know a lot of the specifics on that because I didn't have a lot of time to Google this, but I read like somewhere like they're worried about the liability being... like there's like a liability shield, and if it's pierced, then like individual people within the company might be liable for losses or something like that. Like, I don't know the specifics of that side of it, but I know that there are incentives more in favor of not supporting Hobby Lobby for other corporations, but I don't know the extent of that.
Yeah, I read some
entirely.
Stuff about that.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have said it.
Mark Lazarchek has just texted me that we're all wrong.
Oh, we're all wrong. Well, I look forward to your comments. That's a lie. I don't look forward to them.
Yeah, we don't give a fuck.
I just really quick, can we check in with donation totals right now? Like, where are we at for our challenges? Nothing yet?
Have you had any donations?
Nothing new?
Nothing?
Oh, my gosh. All right.
Well
maybe
all
I get
I'm
to
saying
keep all
is,
this.
I'm sorry,
hair.
I think this Hobby Lobby
look at
thing.
All, look at it all.
There's 30 more minutes, and time's ticking away.
Oh, so much hair.
So, Elizabeth, when you do comedy, because you do a lot of stand-up comedy around,
Yeah.
Do you? There's been $20.
$20.
So we're like
$270.
We're at $270.
$270
for us. All right.
All right.
All right, guys. All right. So when you are you out as an atheist in your routine? Like, do you find that you have trouble talking about it, or are you just like, is it part of what you do?
Depends on what kind of venue I'm in, actually. Like, if I'm in the sticks, like, I don't really talk about the atheism much.
Sure. No, we've been talking to some other comedians, we're hearing that. Yeah.
They will beat you. No, they don't beat you. Well, I don't know. I haven't been brave enough to really do that. Like, if I'm, 40 miles from, like, a paved road, I kind of...
Have you ever had an experience where you feel like you maybe went too far? Even if it wasn't with atheism, like, with anything, where you were out there and...
No. Recently, I've been trying to, like, write jokes about my dad having cancer. And I'm finding it hard to, like, it's okay, he has cancer. It's okay. But here's some jokes about that. Like, people are really sensitive about something that I probably should be more sensitive about, maybe. But I just like, I want to write some jokes about this. But
everyone grieves differently or processes things differently. That's your right.
Yeah. Sometimes I do puns that make people groan, but I don't care about that.
Cancer puns?
Cancer puns.
I haven't, but now I feel compelled.
As an obligation.
As an obligation. Like, just so much groaning that people's bodies will turn inside out. It's so good.
Fantastic.
Is that a new type of cancer, inside out turning
inside
cancer?
Inside out cancer.
That's the worst
awful.
Kind. The cancer of the inside out. It's dreadful.
I know what you mean because I did an open mic and talked a little bit about I had a roommate who tried to kill me, and I think this is a hilarious story and because and everyone is very quiet and I think it is because they're afraid to laugh, like they're worried that they shouldn't be laughing at it, but a part of me is like, dude, I'm up at a stand-up open mic, like assume it's comedy. I don't know why, like if you don't think it's funny, that's fine. I mean, that's one thing, but I feel pretty calm. I'm pretty
you
good
being
at knowing
there is
when
giving
I'm
them
funny.
Permission to laugh at your tragedy. Yeah.
I survived.
Yeah, so she didn't kill me, guys. Like,
scars are hardly noticeable. It's fine.
Spoiler.
Yeah, you just gave away the end of the story.
Yeah,
like,
I don't want to see
you
stand up anymore.
Did
Molly.
I live?
All right, so since we're talking about shitty employers like Hobby Lobby, what's the worst job you've ever had?
Oh my gosh, let me think. Oh, I worked 2 days at a place called, oh, I don't know if I should say the name.
You don't have to say the name. What kind of place was it?
It is a 50s style restaurant.
Oh.
Like a diner of sorts?
It's a diner, yeah. They're terrible. I worked there 2 days. I had to wear like a poodle skirt, like a little shirt thing. And it was just kind of horrible. And the food was bad because I kept eating it and wasn't happy with it.
For two days?
Yeah, I ate a lot of food in 2 days. They barely paid me, so I'm, you know.
It's a lot of fucking malts. That's all I'm saying. That's a lot of malts.
It was so good. But, like, I told my dad I was making under minimum wage, which was, like, you know, you make the rest back in tips, but I was training, so I wasn't making tips. And he, like, called the State Department of Labor. And then, like, next time I went in, they were like, did you call the Department of Labor? And I'm like... I'm 14. Why would I do that? Like, and I think I just quit because I had to go to debate camp. So,
oh, but I'm jealous. You went to debate camp?
A couple of times.
Can you spin your pen? Because all the debate camp kids can spin their pens.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
The debate camp pen spin.
Oh,
ooh, there's a pen. This is going to be great radio.
No,
check this out.
No, you don't even know. Like, because I did debate for 2 years, but I never went to camp, so I couldn't.
What kind of debate did you
do? I did policy.
I did policy,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah. Because policy is the way to go. So my year was China and immigration, which were 2 good years. Like,
oh, wow.
What were yours?
My first year was education topic. I think there was a weapons of mass destruction topic.
Nice.
There was terrorism near the end there. there was one year I'm forgetting. I think it was like NATO. It was NATO. NATO. Fuck NATO. I hated that year. Oh, we had 1 year. We were running this affirmative case where our plan was to ban teacher unions. And like every...
Yeah, fuck teacher unions.
Yeah, like every judge in a round is probably a teacher, and they're all fucking evil. This is like, I was reading all this, like, all these cards from the National Review, and at the time I'm just like, W's a W.
Yeah. I don't know why they didn't like my affirmative case about teacher death camps. It really would solve all our problems.
Yeah, it would have.
Sensitive ass teachers.
It's like, I just imagine like an army of like high school or younger kids just like just looking at the adults as they're like doing their debate, and they're like, I'm talking about you, Mr. Stevenson. You go to the camp. Like just like the cutting eye contact as they talk, like argue their point, like some teachers might benefit for some re-education.
How the fuck did we get from the Supreme Court to debate camp? When did that...
That's a huge leap, the Supreme Court to debate camp. What the fuck is that?
The Supreme Court doesn't debate shit. They all sit around and wait until Kennedy shows up to say what he decided.
Oh, well, that's only on the lady parts and gay issues. Like, everything else there, they you never know where they're rogue.
I think we just had our episode title.
Lady parts lady and gay parts issues. Sounds about right.
Somebody write
it's
that
like
down
whole
or I'll never
college.
Remember.
Like, that's my whole college time.
Your whole college was lady parts
lady,
and gay issues?
I went to St. Kate's.
Yeah, all right.
Fair enough. And she did debate. No,
it's
I don't
true.
Know. Yeah.
I'm thinking, I mean, we've got a good amount of time up here, but like, I don't know, like, does anyone have any more points they want to make on the Hobby Lobby thing, or should we move on to an extended, like, wordy 5 questions?
Well, we could do that. I think I just wanted to say from the Hobby Lobby thing, there's also the, and I don't want to go too much into it because this is a whole different podcast, but the question of religious freedom, and this all ties into, like, the whole companies that are suing the government because they want to have the right to tell gays that they can't serve them because of religious reasons.
Yeah.
And the concept that you ought to be able to have a religious exemption. And I think that what we're seeing from Hobby Lobby, what we're seeing from other companies like this, disguised as religious freedom, is really messed up because it's really about the freedom to discriminate against women, against gays. And some people think, well, you know, a business should be able to succeed or fail. If they discriminate against somebody, then theoretically they're going to fail. My response is, if I'm a gay man, I should not have to be afraid I'm going to walk into a business and get told that I'm not going to get served.
Sure. Yep.
I should be able to walk into any business. If I run out of gas in the middle of fucking Arizona and I go into a gas station with my husband, I should not have to be worried that gas station is going to refuse to sell me 5 gallons of gas because I prefer to have sex with men.
Yeah, I don't want you and Mark Baker to be in that situation.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
That would just be bad.
It would be. Mark would be so sad.
I just don't understand how anyone can see it as anything other than, excuse me, I'd like permission to treat these people like garbage. Like, because that's what it is. Like, these people bother me. They're not, like, doing anything to me directly. I just don't care for something that they have going on. Can I just get a rubber stamp to, like, just say fuck you to these people in some way that messes up their life?
Well, and as for the Hobby Lobby thing, my main point is just pay the fucking penalty and don't offer health insurance through the AC, you know, for the ACA thing.
Yeah.
That's
problem
all
solved.
You have to do. Like, there is a way for you to do this legally, and I'll find it morally and ethically reprehensible, but that doesn't mean that you don't have the right to do it. You know, so go ahead, that's fine.
There's a loophole that's already there.
It's not even a loophole. It's just, it's if not A, then B. So
right.
Fucking do B and pay the government. Stop being babies. That's what bothers me, is you're not fucking special. Like,
grow the fuck up, Hobby Lobby.
Yeah, Hobby
yeah.
Lobby.
Put down the ponies. It's
who
time
is
to come
men. Clearly watching this and yeah. like feeling super, super told.
Yeah, I know that that's how they feel.
Officially reprimanded.
Can we check and see if there are any more donations before we...
Yeah, how's the donation? Coming.
All right, so we're up at 403.
403. These dudes, all right, so as soon as we're done recording here, I'm going to go shave their heads and they'll be back on stage and you'll see it.
There will be pictures.
Yeah,
there will be pictures.
It's going to be amazing. If you want to get your picture taken with the bald Geeks Without God and me, come down tomorrow.
You got to sleep sometime, Glover.
I think it's time for 5 questions.
What do you guys think? I feel it.
I feel it. You feel it, Elizabeth?
I do. I'm not sure
God is
though.
Telling me that it's time for 5 questions.
No, he's not. Because God's telling me. Oh my God, he's real. Double bias confirmation.
That's right.
God's telling me that it's not time for 5 questions.
But yeah, your God is false, so.
This is like a Trident commercial. All right.
Okay.
You got it? Yeah.
Do I have question number one?
Yeah, yeah. Why don't you, Tim, number one?
I would love to. Elizabeth, what's the best movie that you've seen in the last 30 days?
Machete Kills. Just
nice.
This morning I watched that. I really liked it. I saw a preview for it in some shitty Oscar-nominated movie, and I'm like, that looks awesome. And I got it, and it was good. I don't like Sofia Vergara at all.
Really?
I just can't. Not palatable to me at all.
Accent? Is it anything you can
She just seems vaguely always Sofia in everything she does.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
people
yeah.
complain that Julia Roberts seems like the same person in every role. It's just like Julia Roberts is doing is the
yeah.
teacher.
Like Tom Cruise.
Julia
like
Roberts as some monster with horse teeth.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Same thing with Sofia, but
there you
less
go.
With the teeth.
There you go, Julia. Sorry, if you were enjoying the podcast, we're done. Fan of Geeks Without God, Julia Roberts, no more.
Sorry, Julia.
I hate Julia Roberts.
Maybe we can offer
really?
A
I
salt
can't
lick.
Tell. You got question number
oh,
two?
Oh, yeah, question number two. Sorry, I was caught up on horse teeth. question number two is, who is your favorite atheist character?
Atheist character? Oh, man. I don't know. I don't really think of them that way.
No, like fictional.
Fictional.
For example, we've had people say Sherlock Holmes or like Han Solo. Like,
House. Yeah.
I guess I'll just say House.
Yeah?
Because I watched a couple seasons of that until like Iron Man? What?
You don't have to take suggestions
from the audience. Yes. This is not an improv
game. You
don't
have to take shit from the audience. It's not a damn thing.
Shut up, attractive salsa. It's that guy.
Yeah, it is.
Salsa ganger.
Doppel salsa.
I don't like that. That sounds like...
I like attractive salsa better,
See,
quite
the
frankly.
Attractive salsa.
Yeah. We have young Eric and other Eric.
Yeah.
And we have salsa and attractive salsa.
I'm being called attractive for once.
Be quiet, Dante.
Okay. All right.
All right, question number three is, what is your geekiest hobby? What's a hobby that when other geeks hear it, they might kind of wince?
It's either debate stuff. I still keep up. Like when there's a Tournament of Champions final round, they live stream it and I watch it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
It's like, and sometimes I think it's still high school kids I'll watch because high school kids, they ain't got shit else going on in their lives.
And they want it.
Like you get into debate, that's like your fucking life in high school.
I had 2 briefcases.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's like double plus nerd.
Oh yeah.
Or I'm really into perfume. Like, I buy samples. Like, they're, like, expensive perfumes that are, like, $200 to $400 a bottle. And I'll buy, like, the samples, and I smell them, and I change all the time what I'm wearing. I'm really snobby about most perfume, even though I can't really pick out notes very well. Like, this has a black currant. I'm like, I don't know.
You just have strong opinions about what you like and don't like.
Yeah, and I'm working on, like, being able to pick out, like, iris, or I mean, I can do sandalwood or like lavender is pretty easy.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to get hone my sense of smell a little bit better, so I'm more sophisticated with perfume. But
have you ever gone to Black Phoenix Alchemy Labs online and they have a lot of essential oils?
Oh my god, that, I went through a phase.
Oh
where,
yeah.
But it really
those
like
imps.
Oh my god, fucking imps. Imps ears.
Imps ears are like, it's like a 0.5 milliliters of perfume,
vial,
like little tiny vial sample of the oil you can try. And you can get them like five for $20, and they are an addiction.
The oil started irritating my skin when I wore it, though, so I had to stop wearing them.
Someone on Reddit posted a bunch of pictures of scents that were like pizza, and they're like, it smells exactly like fucking pizza, and like there is dirt,
essentials,
like fresh dirt.
I have a good one that smells like a garage. I think it's like Comme des Garçons or something, but
weird.
It's really good. There's one that's like soda and one that smells like tar.
Weird.
Oh, they're so good. I like them because they're like, when you wear them, it's disgusting. People are like,
No, see. I would right now, being in Minnesota, I think a perfume that smells like tar would be awesome because then what I would think is that they're filling the potholes.
I got a perfume from my friend Hedge, who was on the show once. It's Demeter Tomato, which it smells like tomato stems. Like it has that green spicy smell that only tomato stems have, and it's crazy. I'm very excited to wear it. Anyway, all right.
Question number four.
Yeah.
And you can be really specific about this because when we talked about a really long five questions, it's not Ben. So
yeah, I know.
what's your favorite sandwich?
Oh, I don't eat carbs, so I don't have bread.
Lettuce wrap?
Like before, when you did.
I get Baconators plain without a bun. And then I clarify, don't put lettuce on the bottom because they like to do that because it catches grease and it pulls the grease away. I'm like, I don't want my grease pulled away. I want that grease. Yeah. You don't understand me, Wendy's.
lettuce goes on the top. How is it that anybody doesn't understand that?
We're going to give you this burger, but we're going to just take away all the things that make it delicious.
Well, I don't like my meat tasting like lettuce. Like... It really taints it for me.
You don't understand me, Wendy's, is like a Judy Blume book. I have struggles.
So I talked to Wendy on the phone once.
Oh God.
She's a bitch.
Like Dave's daughter, Wendy.
Yeah, Dave Thomas's daughter, Wendy Thomas, who's now the head of the company. I used to have a tech support job for a business that did point of sale services for fast food restaurants, which let me just tell you, doing technical support for people that don't have high school diplomas, that hate their job, that don't have any incentive to get the registers working again because that just means they have to work again, is a shitty job. And so there was some like local person owned the franchise, restaurant, and she happened to be stopping through in that state, all the different Wendy's restaurants to like, pop in and check on them because they have her name on them. And there was a really long line outside because the registers were down and I'm on the phone with someone who doesn't give a fuck. And so I hear her shouting at someone about like, why is there a line? Why are people waiting? Where's the food? What's happening? Blah, blah, blah. And then I hear her say, who are you talking to? Who the fuck is on that phone? Give me that phone. And she rips the phone out of this like minimum wage dude's hand. Yeah, you can hear like struggle over her handset. And she's like, who is this? Who am I talking to? I'm like, oh, this is Nick Glover. I'm with, Wand Corporation. Because fuck them. I don't want. They're in Eden Prairie and they suck. So that she's like, what am I doing? I tell her who I am, and she's like, well, what's going on here? Why aren't the registers working? And I'm like, ask, dude Meyer high school GED guy, because we just need to turn this off and turn this on, and I think everything will work again. And she chewed me out righteously for like 20 minutes for this guy not cooperating with me to do my job.
And then made it 20 minutes longer.
Right.
To get the fucking
delaying it all, the whole process by another 20 minutes. And I was just like, Wendy, like, you're not an adorable girl with pigtails. You are a raging cunt. Like, you are a bad person.
Wasn't that one when you got off the phone and you told, like, your other people you worked with, and they were all like, oh, yeah, she's a bitch.
Yeah, she had a reputation as being, like, a real hard ass.
Yeah, I think it's great that we're naming her, because that means in 2 weeks this podcast is going to belong to her. So
whatever. She can take every cent we've made so far with our mad podcasting money.
Prove us wrong.
Yeah, and so...
By totally not being a bitch to us.
Right. I cite myself and my personal experiences. Yeah, it's... I don't know. So, yeah, Wendy Thomas is a bitch. Question number 5. What's the stupidest thing or most insulting thing or thing that made you most angry about? Comment about your atheism.
Oh, the dumbest, I would have to say. I was working out at a shitty gym. I was shitty because I don't like working out. And, like, I was wearing a Faith No More t-shirt for the band. And a guy came up to me, he's like, oh, yeah, I see your shirt says Faith No More. I'm like, yeah. And he was like, I just think it's really sad for someone to not have faith.
Oh, my God.
Like, I don't. Like, you should go back to walking on the treadmill. Say,
what is this?
What is this?
It's it.
What, I mean, do you think? I mean, was he hitting on you? Was that like a pickup line?
He
was that
really depressed about my shirt?
He wants it all, but he
can't. Do not know Mike Patton. I have faith in Mike Patton. Do you want to talk about that, my Lord and Savior, Mike Patton?
WWMPD. Drink. Drugs. I don't know. Like, it's both. Awesome. Hey, how's that donation total coming, guys? We have just moments left here, ish, 13 minutes left.
Yeah.
What does that mean? We're good now. Oh, we're doing math.
They're doing math.
All right.
So this is, once again, really exciting radio.
No, it's super exciting radio. And, you know, honestly, Tim, you could always edit it out if it really turns out to not be exciting.
Editing is for pansies.
Everyone's on the absolute... edge of their seat, or the edge of their seat to find out if the Geeks Without God are going to have to go to church respectfully at that fucking church. You know, sometimes when I have to, I'll be running, and the people turning into the mega church are fucking assholes, and they just decide that they can just go. And one time, a guy literally, like, he almost hit me with his car. I saw him doing it. Like, I saw it happening. I'm like, I'm just gonna keep running, because if I get hit by a car, but I mean, he's going 5 miles an hour, but, and he, like, stopped short, and I put my hands up, and I said, Jesus Christ. And he looked at me like he was just, like, I had torn out a piece of his soul by taking his Lord's name in vain on this Sunday morning. And it makes me happy knowing, because my nipples show when I run, and I just like the idea that maybe they're all really uncomfortable, like, when I run by. They're probably not noticing my nipples, but I like to hope.
We've got thumbs up. It looks like we'll be going to church.
We made it? Oh, my God, we're going to church. Thank you, guys. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Good luck
really
to that, guys.
That's amazing.
Your
Nick
generosity.
And I are going to be going to church bald. It's gonna
going
like a
to
look like
a
couple of neo-Nazis.
No, neo-Nazis look way meaner than you two. You guys are way too, like I don't know, you just both look soft to be neo-Nazis.
Fair enough.
Too soft to be neo-Nazis. Neo-Nazis.
I could put a swastika on the back of my neck with a Sharpie. I don't know.
Hold on.
Tim thinks he can draw a swastika on the back of his own neck with a Sharpie. I would like to see what that ends up looking like when he's done.
I said I could put a swastika on. I did not say I could do it. Yeah, let's use the real words.
I just want to see you
like
try
a temporary
to do that.
Tattoo or what? What's your Hannah?
I said I could. I did not say
with
I
a
am
knife.
Going to. I did not say that.
Carve it in.
Why do you hate the Jews?
Yeah, Tim. Why do you hate the Jews? It's really embarrassing, God.
I don't think I can do this podcast with you anymore. I'm sorry. I don't want to hang out with any anti-Semite.
Why do I hate the Jews? Because I'm circumcised. There you go.
Hey, everybody. All right, well, we have been Geeks Without God live at Die Laughing.
Keep an eye out for our 100th episode where we'll be going to Grace Church.
It's true. And guys, on a very serious note, I'm so, so just honored that you guys thought to give us your hard-earned money, even if it was to do this horrible thing and send us to church. I mean, really, it means a lot to us. It's going to really go a long way in helping us to support our next upcoming Fearless season. And you guys have just shown beyond prayers and good thoughts. You've actually done something to make comedy happen, so you should be really proud of yourselves. Round of applause for everybody. Thank you. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, Elizabeth S. It has been a goddamn pleasure. Give it up for Elizabeth.
Hey, Elizabeth, do you have like a website or some shit
like
that?
Yes, I do. ElizabethS.com. I'm on Twitter. My handle is Liz Drops It. It would have ended like it's hot, but I didn't want all those characters. And then I'm on Facebook, you know, I'm around Facebook, I'm around.
Are you going to be performing anywhere upcoming soon?
I will be in the preliminary round of House of Comedy's Funniest Person with a Day Job contest.
Nice.
April 22nd. I need people on my comps list, so if anyone knows for sure that they're definitely going to go, let me know. This is like the worst gig to be pimping. Because it's like, come to my amateur contest. But yeah, that's going to be fun. I have some stuff coming up in, I think, May, but I don't remember it.
Well, send it to us. We'll put it in the link.
Oh, cool. Awesome. That sounds like great.
All right. Thank you, guys. We have been Geeks Without God. You've been an awesome audience. Good night. What do we want? Birth control. When do we want it? Every day at the same time.
We're geeks. We're geeks. We're geeks without God. We're geeks. We're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks, geeks without God.
Listen to past podcasts and catch us blogging at geekswithoutgod.com. Follow us on Twitter at geekswithoutgod and like our Facebook page, Geeks Without God.
We're geeks. We're geeks. We're geeks without God. We're geeks. We're geeks. We're geeks without God. We're geeks. Geeks without God.
So we hit that challenge goal. Great work, everyone.